Frank Show. That's the theme there to HBO's True Blood, which is, yeah, a great song. I wish we just add in rotation here.
Yeah.
If I was PD, that's what I'd do.
Well, you practically are.
Let's get Lauren Bowles in here. She here.
Yay.
Oh, there's the doorbell. She's here. Bring her on in. Have a seat.
Hello.
Hello.
I come bearing. I'm new to the neighborhood. I come bearing.
Is that a baked good?
These are baked goods.
Oh, yes, I called it.
We knew you were a baker, and we were like, I wonder if she's going to bring some.
You know what? I wish I could claim that I created these. I lasted not. It's from a bakery I'm obsessed with, Red Bread, that's opening on Washington.
Red Bread.
I thought I would share.
Lauren.
This is nice.
These are their natural, all natural. Everything is healthy and delicious, and it's... a natural fig bar, fig new
redbreadbakery.com.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Awesome. Everything in their own pantry. Everything is organic and fabulous, and you'll live to 100 if you
and
eat
the,
it.
And now your purchase supports the L.A. Food Bank and the Hunger Project.
5% of their proceeds go to the L.A. Food
How
Bank.
How awesome is this place?
Come on.
Well, they just give them fig cookies.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they give them a portion of the proceeds.
They'll always
get something bad.
What do you got? You got free fig cookies. What's the problem? He didn't even smell it.
Frank,
I smelled it. See, I'm on this crazy diet, Lauren.
He is on a diet.
I'm miserable. I'm about the cleanses. So, what do you want to talk to me?
I'm cleansing, doing the old juicing thing, and I'm also Have you been to a California Monster Salad in Santa Monica?
Never.
It's a restaurant. I go there. It's nothing but salads, but they're kick-ass.
Is it all organic?
Yes.
The big organic.
Yeah, it's all organic. It's kick-ass. So they put me on this 30 days of
all
it's
salads?
Called Salad Size Me.
Okay.
Yeah, and so they're nothing but salads, and so it's my third.
So you're juicing and salading.
Juicing and salading.
Oh my God, you look fantastic.
Thank you. I mean,
in the old days, juicing meant whiskey, Jack Daniels.
And yeah, he's exactly.
Off, he's off of alcohol.
With maybe a little squeeze of lemon.
And salading was like packing a bowl and smoking it. You know, I mean, that was my salad.
Exactly. Those were your greens.
That's my greens.
Yes,
but,
nice.
So yeah, I'm on this health kick. So
how long have you been on it?
3 weeks. I have one more week left.
So where were you? You must have shrunk. Were you 500 pounds originally?
My God. Damn near. No, I was I lost about 12 pounds.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Heck yeah, I'd be thrilled with that.
Yeah, 12 pounds.
And are you miserable on
thinner.
It or is
no,
it
no, no,
actually
no.
okay?
It's actually really good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a...
But smell this.
30 days
smell
of anything, it's a lifestyle now. Change. I know, it's crazy. And you said, I read in your bio, Lauren Bowles is hanging out with us from True Blood, that you are a foodie, like you love to bake.
Complete foodie. I'm a huge baker.
Oh.
Husband and I love to eat out. Although I'd say we're mostly vegan at home, but all bets are off if we're at a restaurant that we know, where the meat's coming from.
You gotta try it.
Then I gotta try it.
But they said if you want to know where to go in Los Angeles, you ask.
We're the absolute.
All right,
I know your secret. You
Let me
give
hear it.
Your third favorite place because you don't
Never.
Want people
no.
to go to your first
I
favorite.
I want people to pat your
if
no,
your first place booked, you got to go
Guess
to your second
what?
Place.
Because we're so finger on the pulse, the places we like to go already every it's not any secret.
Oh, okay.
My best restaurant in LA, Tar and Roses. Tar and Roses, Santa Monica. Tar and Roses, hands down.
Thank you to producer to write that down for me. Thank you.
That's the and Red Best Bakery. I'm giving you all my tips.
Cool.
Yeah, and they're at the farmer's market in Santa Monica in Arizona on Wednesdays.
So your husband cooks.
I got it. Yeah, he's the chef, and I'm the baker.
Is that how he won you over?
That's
like
how.
In the very beginning, he was like, "Come over, I'll make you some dinner."
I just throw a little something together for
right.
you.
And then you're like, "Are you kidding me?"
Yeah, exactly.
I can do this forever.
It didn't hurt. I'll say that.
Right.
He actually used to cook for me in college. Here's what's funny about us: we met at NYU. We're best friends for 9 years.
See, important.
Before we got together.
Proving men and women can't be friends because they always end up hooking up.
Frank,
it's true. It is true. But it worked for us for 9 years.
Lauren.
He always wanted it. He was always wanted it.
That's probably true.
He did.
Oh, in the 9 year
period. He always says that's not true, but I like to pretend it was.
It's true.
Come on, right?
I'm not going to lie for him.
Yeah, okay, good.
In the 9 years, never a drunken smooch?
No. In fact, what's funny about that is it took lots of drinks for the first drunken smooch to happen 9 years in. So we were trying, and we were then together as a couple for 8 years before we got married. Okay.
Good Lord.
So we were trying to think, though, before, because we were thinking we might not get married. We'd just be together forever.
Right.
Be romantic
yeah,
in that way.
Yeah, cool,
exactly.
Vegan, whatever.
I used to say Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins, but that doesn't
south.
Work anymore.
Yeah.
So we were
Russell?
Trying to decide before we got married, though. We're like, wait, what's our anniversary? So we decided it was our first sober kiss. Because that's how you really know, now we're in it.
This is happening.
Doesn't require
alcohol.
Beer goggles anymore.
Now, in this small world that we live in, we had Carrie Preston on the show, who plays Arlene.
My girl, Carrie.
I love her,
who's also a waitress down there in...
Immerlots.
Immerlots.
Yeah, and your husband, Patrick, and her husband, Michael Emerson, were on Lost together.
Lost together.
So in that weird world of... entertainment.
Yes.
You're all, do you guys still hang out?
We're just all one big happy family.
Big happy family?
Live in a house together.
Exactly.
They're helping us raise our daughter.
It's a very giant
bed. That's how we roll as actors.
It's a giant bed.
That's kind of sexy, actually.
Yeah, exactly. I'll sign up for
that. No, she was a lot of fun. She was in here with us on the show.
She's the best. Absolutely adore. I can't rhapsodize enough about Ms. Carrie Preston.
Awesome.
Now, the show True Blood, it's in its sixth season. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, is this the final season, or is it still going to go on 7, 8?
I don't think I'm revealing it. This is not our last season.
Okay.
I'm
confused.
Sure.
It's like some shows are ending and some shows aren't.
Yes.
And I'm like, wait a second.
No. We will have another. The question is, I don't know how many more we have left. I know for sure there is one more, and I don't know after that.
Because I started watching it from the beginning, and you joined in season...
I joined season three.
You were the first witch ever on the show.
Exactly.
And it's... From the beginning, you really have to watch, True Blood from the beginning, I think.
Yeah, otherwise you're like, what?
What the hell is happening? Best was trying to explain this to my parents.
Yeah.
What show are you on?
Yeah.
I'm
from D.C., so they don't exactly sound like that. But...
Every parent does. Every parent. My mom, I'm from Indiana. Every parent says,
what show are you on?
My mom's like, why do you do that? Yeah. I sound nothing like that.
I've got the wants to be like, oh, honey, okay. You're not going to get naked on the show.
Yes, I was going to ask you, are you going to get naked? Because everyone gets naked.
I can't tell you how offended I am. I've never been asked to be naked.
Oh, come on.
I'm literally offended. I kind of show up naked, and then they're like, let's just see what we
wardrobe.
Yeah, exactly.
For Lauren here.
I'm like, come on, guys. No, I have never been asked to be naked. I have been naked in bed, but, sort of
that movie,
strategically draped with Mr. Chris Bauer.
Mm. Yes.
The beginning of last season. Yes.
Yeah, the show, as far as like the supernatural characters that keep coming to the show, it's like, I don't know if anybody really in Bontomp I think the Sookie's brother is the only guy who just doesn't have any kind of superpower whatsoever. He's just
Sheriff Andy.
He's a super idiot.
My boy.
Andy.
Hello.
Well, no, but now he's the father of fairy kids, and you had to deliver. This show
is highly offensive.
So
I know. Now, I do have to point out, people get confused.
They're like four fairy kids.
But we love them anyway. I am actually human. I'm a practicing Wiccan. I've learned all about this.
Oh, yeah,
as a good actress, I've done my research. So it's like a religion. So it's not, she sort of is, likes to try.
You're not like Samantha from Bewitched.
Exactly.
Darren or whatever.
No. The visual doesn't work for, yeah, exactly.
Warren Bolt from True Blood plays Holly Cleary, which is the witch. But I think, was it last season or the season before where pretty much it was the season of the witch?
Season of the witch, exactly. Because we had the fabulous Miss Fiona Shaw playing Marnie. So she was sort of the big bad that season, or turned into it. And so she was like, she was all sorts of crazy, and she harnessed a lot of, but she was sort of like at a different level and kind of almost like a medium, mm-hmm. which is what Lafayette is. And so that is not Holly.
Do you have any idea what's going to happen? Are the writers, I know it's based on a book series, right?
Yes, but exactly.
Are they sticking to that?
No, or the books as a kind of a blueprint on which they built the building, but now have made kinds of additions. And
so do you have any idea from,
truly, I'm not being coy. People are always like, come on. And I'm like, I do know the direction we're going next year. Which I shan't say.
Okay,
specific plot points or my character or whatever, truly No,
because that seems like what would make it fun for the actors and actresses on such a fun show like that, that is the supernatural, and anything can happen on this show.
Yeah.
Everything is possible.
Yeah.
To not know and to be entertained inside the show yourself.
It's crazy, because I was actually a huge fan of the show before I got cast on it. So whenever I get like my script, first I do like the cliche actor, like skip to my part, like what am I doing?
Right, yeah, it's all
what's
about
my
me.
Stuff? Yeah, exactly. What am I? How many lines do I have?
How many pages?
Exactly. And then I go back and read the whole thing, and then it's like I'm reading it as a fan.
Do you ever
really
call Carrie
like,
and go, what? Oh my God, did you read it again?
Oh, actually,
hell.
Yes. There
Page
was 45. One, I will not share which, but there was, she, my girl gets some stuff this season, and I read one episode that I emailed her and was like, girl, you are going, I cannot believe what you are doing. You're
going
to kill it.
And we're awesome. Two she episodes did. Into the new season.
Correct.
Yeah, they had. And I'm caught up. I've been watching since the beginning. And you can't stop watching the show. Once you started watching it, it's just like, okay, what is going to happen next?
It is going to play out.
Yeah. So, you got to start watching it
from
the beginning.
What the mistake I made was you all talked about True Blood, and then I missed in the beginning. And then
you feel like, okay, then, once you don't get the Mary Ground goes too fast,
yeah,
and then you're off it.
But it's next on my list of things. I like to get the DVD. I like to watch 16 back-to-back.
I was going to say, it's a great show to orgy. That's what I like to call it.
Yeah.
When you just
you got the weekend
DVDs.
And you're like, one more.
Yes,
one more,
exactly.
One more.
I just going to, just one more.
Because I hate
just
waiting. I hate waiting in between. But yeah, it was one of those things where I sat down randomly and it was on and I went, oh, yeah, True Blood. I want to see.
You mean
and
for
I
this
was,
interview, you didn't do your research and watch the entire show for me? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
I'm just flying by the seat of my pants. Yeah. I love that you're a foodie. I love that it gets better from the Trevor Project. Like, I love that, your
yes.
video that you did.
Oh,
I was like,
thank
yes.
you. I was trying to do one that didn't feel rogue. Or just like, you know, I was trying to think
no,
when
it
was
so
a
like
teenager.
You were talking to that kid in Iowa in his bedroom who's like, there's no one like me and this sucks.
Exactly.
And you're like, no. But
first of all, everybody feels that way. And Second of all.
Yeah, gay or straight, whatever.
Exactly.
You're like, this sucks.
Right.
High school's awful. And
I was trying to think the things when you get older, when you mature, like what's great? I'm like, you get your own pad.
Right.
No parents.
No one's saying, hey, you got to go to bed at certain
exactly.
time. You got to be home at certain time. But guess what? I can stay out as late as I want.
Exactly.
I don't. I'm usually in bed by 8:30,
there was
but
a comic once that said his favorite thing to do, and was so evil, but it made me laugh so hard. Go to kids who are sort of looking longingly at the candy aisle and go up to a kid and say, see all the Snickers bars? I can eat them all. I thought cruel, but true.
In your career, do you like doing the comedy? I mean, you've done everything, obviously.
I've done it all, baby.
I mean, as far as
except get naked.
Being on Arrested.
I haven't gotten naked. I'm
not that's next. But being like on Arrested Development.
I'm going to do it right now, just here. It's perfect because it's a radio audience. Only you guys will be horrified.
Well, no, you are on camera right there, see?
Okay. Oh, dear.
We also broadcast live, too. I would have
worn more makeup.
Well, I don't. It's
okay,
fine.
Right,
it's fine.
But you were like the Farrelly brothers, Wayans brothers. I mean, as far as like,
I know,
the comedy
all of a sudden there's like this string of like brothers comedy teams. Like I only do, yeah.
Do you
brothers.
Like it? Do you like doing comedy more?
Love. Oh, yeah. More is so it's apples, oranges.
Yeah, yeah.
It really is. There's comedy is so much fun, but you know,
you're
so
a good crier.
I'm a good crier. I've developed the skill. I never thought that when
the
I was
pretty
younger.
Crier always has a job.
Oh, I won't say it's attractive.
Really?
It's kind of like me getting naked. I won't say. When it's real, because you know what it is? I'm not like Demi Moore. I can't like get like the beautiful glistened tear and just get one to like come
you're
down.
You're red and splotchy.
So I got to like emotionally take myself there, and then I'm really there.
Neck's
and then,
all red.
Yes, exactly. It's kind of blotchy snot and big snotter. Yeah.
Eyes swollen.
Exactly.
Lauren Bowles hanging out with us from True Blood. I'm sure you're watching season 6. It's already started. It's in the third episode is next. Let's see. When's it air? Actually, True Blood's on. I DVR it.
I DVR too. So all of a sudden, I just panicked when you said that. I'm like, I should know when my show on. I know it's Sunday nights.
Sundays, yeah, at 8:45 on HBO. Now, before you leave, we got this memo this morning from one of our VPs, and I'm going to have him come in here because I don't know how to even address this. But he says, "Can you please tell your guests and staffers to lift the toilet seat when they pee?" I'm like, Billy,
lift it.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm supposed to tell my guest to. So I'm gonna have Bob.
Yes.
Bob actually,
Bob, what's going on, Bob?
He wrote this memo. Bob, you said that we need to tell the guest that we have something about the bathroom.
Could you?
It says right here. I have it.
Read it.
It says, "Can you please tell your guests and staffers to lift the toilet seat when they pee, and I don't really know how in this situation. However, could you give
me a woman? I'm talking about the men's room.
I was about to say I don't know how this applies room. To chicks
in the men's room.
Yes. I always follow by if you sprinkle when you tinkle, be neat and wipe the seat.
Mine was be a sweetie, wipe right? the seatie.
Yes, like oh seatie. Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
So I should have wrote that.
Yes, come on, it's sweeter.
Thank you.
But these are the problems.
I
that
apologize.
We, that
don't
we
you
have
guys
here.
Have the urinals?
We have
yeah,
the urinals,
and some people like to stand up in a booth.
Here's the problem.
And pee on the seat.
No. We figured out what it was. The pressure is too high, and the water is flushing the toilet so fast that it sprays out of the toilet and lands on the seat, and you think it's
no
mandu.
You
but
think
it's not.
Sprinkle.
No, it's mandu.
But I would say, even if it's what you're discussing,
yes.
still got to do the wipe down.
Yeah.
No, it's
if
mandu.
If it but came
if I,
from
but
your
I,
turn,
but
you,
if I'm flushing
you,
and
origins
leaving,
unknown, mm-hmm. you still got to
wipe it down. Dry that
yeah.
off. Yeah.
And sometimes they even don't even flush.
Not oh. true. Yeah. Although it is California, we do want to conserve water.
If it's yellow, let it mellow.
Mellow. The brown is going down.
Now, Bob, the last radio station we worked at, consider yourself lucky that it's just what the sprinkles that you're having a problem with, because there was we had a problem with people pooping in the urinals.
Oh. At the I would stage. Say consider oh. you guys lucky that you are with a guest that can so get down with the scatological. I am ready to go.
Exactly.
I'm into cleanses. I'm a cleanser, so I know all about
the colonics.
Have you been to
the whole thing?
Oh, love it.
Have you done the water thing and how they?
The colonic.
Yeah. Have you done that?
The water thing. I have done a colonic. I've tried it one time.
And don't they have it where it's like there's a glass window?
You can see it.
What
yeah.
the?
Oh, I can be that. I've had a colonoscopy and stayed awake so I could watch.
Do you have the video?
I didn't. I should have brought it.
Because we can put it up online for our
premium
members. I
completely should have brought it. I just wanted to see what my insides look
I
like.
I would be curious, too.
Right?
Yeah. I'd be a nervous wreck. I'd be like, is that a polyp? Is that a polyp?
I was like, it was all pink and healthy, so I was quite happy. I wasn't surprised. It sort of looks like a regular Dr. Oz
There's
show.
That Barbie shoe I ate.
Yeah,
it's still
was,
in there.
When I was seven.
Oh, a marble. No, they clear you out. The crap you have to drink
the night before.
The night before is all sorts of inhumane. But yeah, there's nothing left.
Didn't Katie Couric do that? And she actually broadcast it
she
live.
She did it on
today.
Camera. Oh,
yeah,
they didn't do the
People
entry,
do everything
though.
On
they
camera.
Didn't do the. They only showed once they were in. They didn't go in. We're going in.
Yeah,
Katie
they
Kirk.
Showed the big, the butt shot.
It was a big buildup. It was like, what's that Nick Valinda thing? They had like 2 hours of buildup into Katie.
13 million
build
people.
Buildup into Katie.
Did you watch that? The Nick Valinda crossing the Grand Canyon on a tightrope? That was on
no.
Sunday night. Yeah.
I was terrified.
Who was that? I don't even
of the,
know.
Of the flying Valendas? He actually, they, this
They're
is the first time
folk.
He's ever walked.
Of course somebody's... they are. Who else would be crossing the Grand Canyon on a rope?
First time someone's walked across the Grand Canyon, 1,500 feet in the air with no harness.
With no harness.
No harness.
It was on Discovery.
So obviously he lived to tell
he
the
lived.
Tale.
He lived. We had him on the show last week.
Story.
I'm like, you're going to die, dude.
And
seriously.
I was like, Frank, you don't say that to a man who's getting ready to.
But wait, only literally on one tightrope.
Yes.
No top one to hold. Like,
no,
the
no
one.
Harness. I mean,
well,
he'd
what
fall.
About winds
yes.
or things?
They factored all that in.
He would like duck down a little bit when it got windy. 48 mile an hour wind
oh,
sometimes.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
No, I watched
no,
it.
Thank
I was,
you.
And then,
how long? How was the...
It took
I mean, I guess
it took
the guy,
22 minutes
There was
to
that
across.
Documentary on the guy that did the our Twin Towers when they were here.
Oh, yeah.
What was that called? What was that documentary about? Yeah, anyway, he did... It was a similar thing, but
did he
I don't
fall?
Know what... He stayed alive. He's alive.
Yeah, this guy's this guy's grandfather fell in,
Puerto Rico? Yeah.
Yeah. His great
died?
Yeah, and died. Mm-hmm. He, like doing it out there, and it was.
So
it
this was a
crazy.
Tribute to him.
Said about dying, doing what you love.
Here's what. What was so confusing about this Nick Valinda walk on Saturday or Sunday night, where they were going. You know, his father's part of a security team and a safety crew, and his mother's on the scene, and his wife and children are here. There are also paramedics at the base of the canyon. I was like,
no. Well, what is that going to do?
Why?
With a giant
spatula. Yeah. Exactly.
It's over. He
That's
fell 15.
Sort of like, well, people. We've never traveled with a child seat on a plane. You know, we always like have like snapped her. She was either a baby and on her lap.
Right.
And we were like, well, what? Well, what? Well, how can you not? And I was like, if we're going down, who child seat is going to save her?
Yeah, exactly.
It's really
child seat on a plane.
Yeah, people are like, wait, what? How do you not bring her a child seat? I'm like, because that's not going to do anything.
Right. It's the same thing I say about wearing a wear a helmet skydiving. Why?
Yeah.
You hit
yeah.
the ground, like, well, thank God, yes. you know, the skull is intact. Meanwhile, all of his bones are broken.
Yeah, exactly.
Lauren, come back anytime, okay?
Absolutely. And I will promise you, Bob. I'm going to, if I sprinkle when I tinkle, I'm going to be neat and wipe that seat.
See,
yeah.
See, Bob, we just have to have you come in every time and tell the guests that they can't pee on the seat.
Because you're like, I won't be responsible for any of this.
Only the male guests.
I can't. No, every, you said guest. Okay. You did not specify. You said guest.
Yes, exactly.
Lauren Bowles, True Blood on HBO, Sundays, 8:45 p.m. Check that out. And follow her at Lauren E. Bowles, spelled with an E-S on the end.
B-O-W-L-E-S.
Lauren E. Bowles on Twitter.
And Red Bread Bakery.
Red
I can't wait to
bakery.
Dive into
this. You live in L.A., you are going to be a happy camper.
Yay. I'm going to have to cheat on my salad today, I guess.
And they're close by here, so I could
do
a little
breakfast.
They're
right on Washington. They're going to be opening on Washington Boulevard just east of Marina Del Rey.
Sweet.
Thank you so much. Anytime.
Thank
come
you,
back.
Guys.
Thank you, Lauren.
We're going to take a break.
Bye,
come back.
Bye.
We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.